Hi everyone, it's Emily from Dragonfly Tales. This episode was recorded live at the wonderful Zest Fest in Kent in the UK, organised by the incredible events team at Otterpool Park. Now, I don't know if our listeners have ever been to a festival. It's a fabulous experience with lots of things going on. It can also be a bit noisy, as all these things are happening at the same time. So you will hear some music and singing in the background while we're storytelling. We hope it's not too distracting. So, on with the show. Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with me, Emily.
And me, Leo. In this episode, we are coming live
from Zestfest. So, Leo, here we are at Zestfest. Where are we sitting at this moment?
We are in the words tent.
The words tent. What goes on in the words tent?
Well, we are going to be telling loads of stories, but there's also story writing, and this tent is mainly based on arts with literature and poems.
Lovely. And what other things are going on at Zestfest?
Well, there's lots of music, arts and crafts, and some lovely food.
Lovely food stores as well. And we've seen some circus acts, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Those acrobats were amazing.
Yeah, it's been really fun. And we're here today, and we're also here tomorrow as well. And we'll have lots of photos hopefully to share with you in the Facebook group. I really hope we get a bit of a live audience later on to help us tell the story, yeah?
Definitely.
So, Leo, you've just taken part in one of the workshops here at Zestfest. Do you want to tell us about it?
Oh, yes, I have, and it was awesome. It was creative writing.
Oh, cool.
We got to do loads of spooky, funny, but definitely creative stories.
Excellent. And we've got someone here who took part in the workshop as well.
Well, of course.
Who have we got?
Well, here we have Huxley.
Hi, Huxley.
Hello.
How old are you?
I am 10 years old.
10 years old. Brilliant. And did you come up with something in the workshop?
Yes.
We would love, wouldn't we, Leo, to hear your story?
Oh, definitely.
Would you like to read out what you came up with? Now, you only had, was it 8 minutes to write this?
Yeah.
8 minutes. Huxley, would you be up for reading it out to us?
Sure.
Okay, here is Huxley. He's 10. And this is the story that he wrote in the workshop.
Mr. Hacken into Shalatoga really needed to wee, so he did it in a cup and poured some mysterious fluid into it. A sweet aroma filled the room. Mr. Hacken, etc., smiled, then fell to the floor, dead. A high experienced police force broke through the door. A step, a creak, a knock. Something rose from the dead body. It was Mr. Hacken. There was a hole in his, where his heart used to be. He drank the fluid and said, "Suckers." He shot the policeman. He whistled. Then his cat ripped its head off. He came back and said, "Really, Mr. Marbles?" The cat threw an elixir into his mouth. He died for the third time. Yay!
It was quite gruesome, wasn't it? Give Huxley a round of applause.
It was amazing.
That was amazing. So what got you writing that story? Were you given any prompts or things like that?
Yeah, we got like a little card with a drawing on it.
Oh, so very similar to the stone pebbles we were using.
Yes.
It was quite brutal, wasn't it? Yeah. What was the name of the cat, Mr. Marbles?
Yes.
Mr. Marbles the cat, I love it. And what was the name of the main character? That name was crazy.
Mr. Hacken Tiller Shalatoga. Probably said it wrong.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was amazing.
How creative was that? That was absolutely brilliant. Leo, did you have a go?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right, would you like to share your story with the listeners? So you had to write this in 8 minutes, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and you also had some prompts.
I had the prompts. A pirate in a castle finding a secret passage.
Oh, come on then, read yours out for us.
There was once a castle, fabled in ancient legends to hold magical treasures. It was said there was always a knight guarding the entrance, asking for gold to trade with entry into the castle. A bit of a historical cash grab, right? Anyway, Goofy Toothy the Pirate once went to explore this fabled place. Paying the right fee, he was let inside. He searched everywhere in the castle with no luck, until he found a rock. By found, I mean tripped over. He tripped and fell down the well in the courtyard too, knocking himself out. He then awoke in a large tunnel. Following it, he found something amazing, a chest. Opening it up, he found a ripped t-shirt saying, "I found the magical treasure." He sold it on eBay for 2 doubloons. The end.
Well done, Leo. That was brilliant. I can't believe how creative you guys were. 8 minutes it took you to come up with that. That is just wonderful. What brilliant story magic. Right, let's go off and explore a little bit more of Zestfest. Okay, all right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dragonfly Tales. This episode is coming live from Zestfest! And we are here in the words tent, and we're going to start off with a little song. It's quite hard, and you won't know it, but it does involve clapping. Can you clap your hands? Yeah, you'll be all right.
Clap
your hands. Happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, nod your head. If you're happy and you know it, nod your head. Well, if you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, nod your head. We're going to do a silly one, and this is good for the little babies. Are you ready? If you're happy and you know it, go like this. If you're happy and you know it, go like this. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, go like this. Okay, we're going to shout we are. How loud? We've got to try and be louder than them. If you're happy and you know it, shout we are.
We are!
Not bad. If you're happy and you know it, shout we are.
We are!
If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, shout we are.
We are!
Right, I'm going to go really fast. Are you ready? Can you keep up? Okay. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, go like this. If you're happy and you know it, go like this. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, go like this. If you're happy and you know it, say we are.
We are!
If you're happy and you know it, say we are.
We are!
If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy, big finish. And you know it. Say we are.
We are!
Give yourselves a big clap. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yes.
E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a... What did he have?
Cow.
A cow? Should we go cow? He had a cow. E-I-E-I-O. With a woof woof here and a woof.
No. No.
With a cow. Okay. With a quack quack here.
Moo!
What?
Moo!
Oh, yeah, cow! Alright, a cow goes moo, doesn't it? Okay. With a moo moo here and a moo moo there. Here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo moo. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm lived
a
boy called Jack. You haven't heard that, have you? E-I-E-I-O. with a snore, snore, here can you snore? That's lovely, love it. And a whoopsie daisy there. Can you say whoopsie daisy?
Whoopsie daisy.
Here a snore, here a whoopsie. See this, this boy Jack was very, very lazy. Old MacDonald had a frog. I'm going to tell you the story of Lazy Jack. Now, Jack, very, very lazy. How do we start a story? How do we begin? I know. We're going to say the words that start every story, and they all live happily ever after. And this is our storybook, and we're going to say those magical words. We're going to say once upon a time, and when we say them, we're going to open up our hands and we're going to let the story jump out. Yeah? Let's do it all together. Get ready? I'm going to say once upon a time. You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Here we go. And once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Jack, and like I said, he was very lazy. He was always in bed, and he was always snoring like this. Can you help me? Let's do some snores. And his mother had had enough of this, and one day she came to his room, and she went into his room, and she said, "Wake up, Jack." Can you say that? And shake your
Wake
head.
Up, Jack. Jack.
Wake up, Jack. I'm sick of you. Treating this place like a hotel. You're going to get up. I've got some work for you today. So you get out of bed. I've got a job for you on Old MacDonald's farm. So out of bed. You got out of bed. And he walked all the way to Old MacDonald's farm. Now in storytelling, when you journey, it's not he tripped serendipitously along. It's not that he skipped merrily. No, they just walked. So can we do it together? Jack walked and he walked and he walked. And he walked and he walked and he walked. And he walked and he walked and he walked to Old MacDonald's farm. And when he got there, Old MacDonald said, "Hello, Jack. Your mum has sent you here to do a good day's work. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to cut the corn in the field. And you're going to use a scythe." Do you know what a scythe is? Yeah, it's like something the Grim Reaper would have had. It's a big, big blade, a big curly blade. You've got to be very careful not to take the toes off. So we're going to stand up, everybody. Stand up with your scythe. And we're going to cut the corn. And it has to be a sweeping action like this. Are you ready? Cut the corn. Cut the corn. Cut the corn. Come on, put your backs into it. Keep going. Cut the corn. That's it. Come on, cut the corn. Cut the corn. All right, hang on. Can we have a little rest? Hang on, no, farmer's coming, farmer's coming. Cut the corn. Cut the corn. Cut the corn. Well done. You've done a good day's work. You have a sit down. Give them a round of applause. Very good work. Very good work. And Old MacDonald, he came at the end of the day and he said, "Jack, you're brilliant. Your mother said you were lazy, but you're not lazy. You cut all that corn. I'm going to give you a little present." And he gave Jack shiny, shiny corn. Can you show me your shiny corns? And he said, "There you go, Jack. That's for your day's work." And Jack said, "Oh, thank you very much." And he walked home with that coin. And he loved it. He was so proud of it. He was throwing it up in the air and letting the light catch it so that it glinted and glistened. And then he'd catch it. Ready? Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Throw it up. Woo! Catch it. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. Okay. Up again. Woo! Catch it. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. Okay. One more time. Come on. Throw it up. Woo! Catch it. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. And he was walking by the river, throwing his coin up in the air. Are we ready? Woo! I know that face there, that's exactly the face that Jack was pulling. Because what has happened to the coin?
It fell in the river.
It went in the river and it sank down, 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 down. It was lost of the river fork. And when Jack got home, Mummy was waiting at the door, and she went like this. She went, "Well, how did you do?" "I did very well." "Did you work hard?" "Yes, Mummy." "Did you get a little prizzy from the farmer?" "Yeah, I got a shiny coin." "Oh, let me see it then. Let me see the shiny coin, Jack." Jack said, "What happened, Jack?"
"I jumped in the river."
And Mummy said, "Why did you drop it in the river?" And Jack said, "Well, because I was throwing it up in the..." "You were doing what, Jack?" "And she did this, and I want you to do it too." She got that waggy Mummy finger. And she went, "Jack, you silly, silly boy." Can you do that? "Jack,
you silly boy.
You shouldn't be throwing coins up in the air like that. You should have put that coin somewhere very safe. What would have been a safe place?"
"In his pocket."
"Right, you should have put it in his pocket." "That's right, and Mummy said that. She said, Jack, you should have put that coin in your pocket." And Jack said, "I'm really sorry, Mummy. I promise I'll do that next time." And then he went to sleep. Let me see you snoring. And the next morning, his Mummy woke him up. What did she say? "Wake up, Jack!
Wake up, Jack!"
A little bit louder. Go on.
"Wake up, Jack!"
And Jack, and she said, "Right, I've got a new job for you. You're going to go to the dairy farmer. He's got the big milk cows. You're going to go there and you're going to work hard. And if he gives you something nice, you're going to bring it home to me." So Jack walked and he walked and he walked. And he walked and he walked and he walked all the way to the dairy farm. And the dairy farmer said, "Hello, Jack, you're going to milk the cows." "Do you know how you milk the cows?" "That's a, yeah, look, see, exactly like that. That's what we're going to do." So we brought him and there was a huge big cow. And remember, I know exactly what noise a cow makes. It goes quack, quack, quack.
No, no.
And he started milking the cows. Are we ready? So we're going to have to squeeze the milk out. You ready? Here we go. Milk the cow, milk the cow, milk the cow. Squeeze all that nice creamy milk into the bucket. Oh, let's stop for a bit. Ooh. Okay, let's taste a bit. Come on, put your finger in. Sorry to all the vegans. Oh, good. Right, okay, he's coming back. Right, milk the cow, milk the cow, milk the cow. And he milked until the bucket was filled up with frothy, creamy milk. And the dairy farmer came and said, "Well done, Jack. Your mum said you were lazy, but you've worked very hard today. I'm going to give you a present." What do you think he gave him?
Coin.
Well, he wanted a shiny coin. He put his hand out waiting for a shiny coin. But the dairy farmer said, no. "You can have some of that milk, Jack. You can take it home to your mum." And then he went off. And Jack looked at the bucket of milk. He said, "Right, I can have some of the milk." Now, where did my mum tell me to put whatever I got?
In your pocket, in your
So do you know what he did? I want you to do this too. He got his hands, and he put his hands into the bucket of milk, and he scooped up a handful of milk, and he poured it in his pocket, and the milk went all the way down his leg like that, and into his shoe, and he was all sticky and milky, and when, oh no, look at her face! This Jackson is like, and when he walked home like this, squelch, 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 and when he got to the door, who was waiting? Who was waiting? Mum was waiting. Mum said, "Well, did you do a good job?" "Yes, Mummy." "Did you milk the cows?" "Yes, I did, Mummy." "And did you get a present?" "Yes, I got some milk." "Oh, milk! I'll put it in my tea. Oh, we can have a lovely dinner. Where is it then?" What? Sorry, what was that, Jack? You did what? But you said...
and she said you put the milk in your pocket. You silly, silly boy. Come on, let me hear you say that.
You silly, silly boy.
Did you put the milk in your pocket? What am I going to do with this child? Remember that you should have put it in a jug and then you could have carried it like this, or you could put it on your head and carry it like that so it wouldn't fall or tip or tumble. And Jack said, I'm very sorry, I'll do that next time. And he went to sleep. Come on, Snorri. And Mummy woke him up. Wake up, Jack!
Wake up, Jack!
Wake up, Jack! And she said, right, today I've got you a job and you're going to the baker's. And you're going to make some bread. So off you go. And what did he do? Stand up and show me. And he walked and he walked and he walked. And he walked and he walked and he walked. And he walked and he walked all the way to the baker's. And the baker said, hello, Jack. We're going to make some bread. We're going to have to knead the dough. So we made the sticky dough. And I want you to get your fists like this. You got your fists? And we're going to go like this. You ready? Knead the dough. Knead the dough. Knead the dough. Knead the dough. Throw it up in the air. Whee! I knew the dog, I knew the dog, I knew the dog. Right, that one's nice. We'll put that one over there. Right, next one. Knew the dog, knew the dog, knew the dog, knew the dog. Let's have a little one. Oh. Oh. Oh no, he's coming back. Come on. Knew the dog, knew the dog, knew the dog. Throw it up in the air. Woo! Boom. Knew the dog, knew the dog. Well done, you. Take a rest. And the baker said, Jack. Your mum said you were lazy, but you're not. You worked really hard. I've got a present for you. What do you think the baker gave Jack?
Rest.
The cake. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Or a nice little cake or something like that. Put your hands up if you like cake. Yeah, we didn't give Jack any cake. He said, Jack, you can have this. And he gave Jack a huge... Is that me? Yeah. You can have that. Well, yeah. Do you know what he gave Jack? He gave Jack a big,
fluffy,
ginger pussycat. Yeah. He did. He gave him a pussycat. And Jack went, oh, thank you very much. Now, where did Mummy...
On your
head. Was it, where was it I have to put it?
Head.
Okay, in a jug on my head. Well, he tried to put the pussycat in a jug. Should we try and put the pussycat in a jug?
No.
All right, let's go. All right, so we tried to put the pussycat in a jug. Okay, all right, we'll try again. We'll try and put the pussycat in the jug. All right, here we go. Okay, all right, well, maybe I'll just try putting it on my head because Mummy said to put it on the... All right, you ready? So we lifted up the pussycat and he put the pussycat on his head. And he started to walk home. Do you think the pussycat liked being on his head?
No.
No, the pussycat went... And now he started scratching him and scratching him and struggling like this. And the pussycat jumped off his head. And he ran away. My dad was all scratching. He was all scratching. He got to the door. Who was waiting? What did she say? How did you do, Jack? Did you work very hard? Yes, Mummy. Did you get a present? Yes, I got a nice fluffy pussycat. Pussycat, brilliant! We have got lots of mice. Where's the pussycat? Pussycat! Pussycat, where are you, pussycat? Pussycat! Jack, where's the pussycat? You put the pussycat on your head. Jack, you.
Silly boy.
Why did you put the pussycat on your head? Well, you should have put it on a little leaf, maybe with a little bit of rope, and then you could have walked it home. I mean, I know it's like putting cats on leaves is preposterous, but it does work. Come on, Puss. You should have done that. Come on, Puss. Come on, Puss, and it would have come home. Oh, you are a silly boy, Jack. All right, Mummy, I'm sorry. I'll do that next time. And he went to sleep, so sweet. And mummy woke him up.
Wake up, Jack!
And she said, right, I'm getting quite tired of you, young man. You're going to the butcher's, and this is a very dangerous job, so you've got to be very, very careful. So Jack walked and he 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 walked until he got to the butcher's. And the butcher said, all right, Jack, you are going to cut up big bits of meat. And he gave Jack a big bit of meat like this, and he gave him a very sharp chopping knife. Can you show me your sharp chopping knife like that? And then Jack had to chop the meat up. Are we ready? Watch your fingers. Because in the olden days, children used weapons and tools all the time. Right, here we go. Ah, no, chop, 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 chop. Okay, move that one along. Oh, look, here's another bit. Ooh, poof. Ah, chop, 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 chop. Move it along. Another one. Ah, chop, 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 chop.
Don't go to sleep on me because
we're going
to have a
party. Oh, he's coming. Chop, 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 chop. Oh, you did that all day long. And at the end of the day, the butcher said, you know what, Jack? Really good job. Your mum said you were lazy, but you've worked very hard. I've got a present for you. What do you think the butcher gave Jack?
A book.
A book. Oh, what did you say? A piece of meat. The butcher gave Jack a nice big slab of meat and said, there you go, you take that home to your mummy. And Jack said, oh, wow, thank you. What did mummy say to do with it? What am I doing with it? Well, that mummy did say to do that, didn't she? So Jack put the big bit of meat on the ground. And then he got a bit of rope and he tied it around the big bit of me and then he pulled it all the way home. Come on, meat. Come on, meat. Come this way. Come on, meat. Here we go. Come on, meat. Here we go. And he pulled the meat all the way through the mud and all the way through the puddles and all the way through the dirt and the dust and the yuck and the poo until he got home to the doorway and Mummy was standing there. And Mummy said, well, did you have a good day?
Yes, Mummy.
Did you get a little present from the butchers?
Yes, Mummy, I got a nice bit of meat.
And she went, oh, I'll cook that up on Sunday. I'll do my special roast potatoes. It will be delicious. Where is it?
Jack held up the piece of meat like that. It's all disgusting and muddy. And Mummy went,
what did you do with it? You put a lead on the meat and you pulled it all the way home like a pussycat. Jack, you shouldn't have done that, Jack. You should have put it on your shoulder like that. You should have carried it home like that. You're a very silly boy, go to bed. And so Jack went to bed like this. And he woke up on the final morning. And Mummy said, I'm sending you back. Do you remember old MacDonald? You're going back to his farm. And you better not get it wrong today. So Jack walked and he walked and he walked all the way back to old MacDonald's farm. And old MacDonald said, right, Jack, you know what you got to do? You're going to cut the corn. Standing up, everybody. Get your side ready. We're going to cut the corn. Up you get. I want to see you do good work. Here we go. You ready? And cut the corn. Cut the corn. Cut the corn. That's it. Put your backs into it. Cut the corn. Cut the corn. Cut the corn. Let's have a little rest. Hang on. Oh, the farmer's coming. Cut the corn. Cut the corn. Cut the corn. And relax. Sit yourselves down. What a good day's work you did. And then Jack said to old MacDonald, do I get a present? And he said, yes, you do, Jack. Do you remember the present that old MacDonald gave him right at the beginning? What did he give him? He gave him a shiny coin. And so Jack put out his hand for the shiny coin. And old MacDonald said, no, you're not getting a coin. You can have that. And he pointed to the corner of the field. And in the corner of the field was an old Grey normally need
Donkey.
Oh. Jack looked at it and he thought, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And off went the farmer. Jack looked at the donkey and he thought, right, where did mummy?
Put it on your shoulder.
What? That?
Put it on the
knee. No. Do I have to put it on my shoulder? Yeah. Right, can you help me pick this donkey up, please? Right, so, okay, we've got to get it on my shoulder. Right, okay, should we put our arms underneath? Right, get your arms up. Right, arms under it. Okay, right. Oh, the donkey's not very happy. Okay, right, there, stroke the donkey. It's all right. I'm just going to take you home on my shoulder. Right, okay, can you get your arms under it? Right, please get up here. Oh, it's really heavy. Get it on my shoulder. Oh, there you go. Okay, thank you. All right, sit down, out of the way. Jack's got the donkey on his shoulder and the donkey does not know what's going on. The donkey's on his shoulder and he's like, like that, and Jack starts to walk all the way home with the donkey on his shoulder when... He was going along the main road, and on the main road of the village, there was a really big house. A very fine, very rich house owned by the richest man in the whole country, and it had iron gates along the front, and it had a big path leading up to a shiny door with a big door knocker and big windows, and sitting in the window looking out was the rich man's daughter, and she had never laughed in her whole life. She'd never even smiled, and her father was so worried about her. He'd spent so much money. He'd ordered clowns and acrobats and comedians and doctors to try and make her laugh, but she wouldn't laugh. So she just sat looking out the window like that. Can you show me a sad face? Just watching the world go by. Never even broke a smile. When who should come round the corner with a donkey on his shoulder? Jack. So he's come round the corner like this. Whoa! And the donkey goes, ee-haw! And he walks past the house. And the girl, she's looking out the window, she goes, Is that a boy? And he's got a donkey on his shoulder. And she's looking at Jack, struggling up the road, and she goes, and that smirk turns into a giggle. And the giggle turns into a belly rumble. And that belly rumble, it turns into a roar of laughter. Look at this silly boy, he's got a donkey on his shoulder. And she laughed so much, she fell on the floor, she lay down on the floor. And her dad, her father's upstairs, sitting at his desk, when he hears the most beautiful sound he has ever heard. He hears the sound of his child laughing with joy. And he comes running down the stairs, and his daughter's on the floor, and she's going, ah! And he goes, what? Oh my gosh, you're laughing. Why are you, this is amazing, it's a miracle. Why are you laughing? And she goes, look at this stupid boy with the donkey on his shoulders. And the father looks, and there, out the window, there's Jack walking home with the donkey, and the father runs out of the door. All right, okay, can you help me put the donkey down? Come on, help me. All right, quick. Okay, right, I'll pick the neck. Get your hands up under it. Watch his ears! Watch his ears! Watch his ears. Okay, right, one, two. Right, lift. Oh! And the man goes, boy, what is your name? And what does he say?
Jack.
And he goes, don't even tell me why you've got a donkey on your shoulder. You have done something wonderful today. You have made my child's heart fill with joy. And I'm so happy. I have something for you. And he ran into the house. And when he came back out, he said, Jack, hold out your hands. 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 Everyone, hold out your hands. And guess what he put in Jack's hands?
Money.
Not one coin.
Loads of coins.
He put into Jack's hands a huge bag of gold coins. Like that. And then he said, thank you, thank you. And he ran inside and his daughter was still laughing on the floor. But Jack, he looked at the coins and he... Where's he going to put them?
In his pocket.
No, he's going to hold them all the way home.
Oh, superstar. That's a really good idea. And you know, that's what he did. He got that bag of coins and he pulled them to his chest like that. Can you do that? And hold them really tight. And then he ran. And he ran and he ran and he ran. And he ran and he ran and he ran. And he ran and he ran and he ran. And the donkey's running after it. And then the cats turned up. And they all arrive at the door, and who's waiting?
Mummy.
What does Mummy say? Well, how did you do today? He goes, Mum, I've got to tell you. She goes, no, I want to know how you did today. He goes, no, Mum, I've got to tell you. It's me. No, Jack, did you work hard? Yes, Mum, look, I've got to tell you. Jack, I want to know how you did. Yes, Mum, I was working for the farm. I was cutting down the corn, but Mum, I've got it. Jack. Mum, please listen, right? I was carrying a donkey home on my shoulder. What? You were carrying a donkey? What? Mum, just listen. I was carrying a donkey home on my shoulder and I went down the road and I went past the rich man's house and his daughter was sitting in the window and she'd never smart and all that. And then she saw me with the donkey and she started laughing. Ha 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 ha. And then the guy comes out and he goes to me, Mum, look. And he showed Mum the big
bag
of gold coins. And Mum looked at the coins and she said, you clever boy. And do you know, from that day on, they had lots of money and they were comfortable. And they were able to get a nice house and a nice stable for the donkey and lots of nice food for the pussycat. But Jack decided that he still wanted to work because he quite liked work. And he didn't always get it right. In fact, he often made mistakes. But here, let me ask you something. I want you to put your hand up if you have ever made a mistake. Hand up. Now I want you to turn around and have a look at everybody in the room. Look at everybody in the room, because everybody, apart from this gentleman here, everybody has made a mistake, just like Jack. But the thing is, just like Jack, if you work hard, you try your best, and you're a nice person, everything usually works out all right in the end, just like it did for Jack. So put your hands like this, and let's finish the story of Lazy Jack, because Jack and his mum, and the butcher and the baker and the dairy farmer and the farmer and the donkey and the cat and everyone else in the story, they all lived!
Amazing woman here.
Oh, thank you.
And today I'm going to be telling you a story about a certain man spider, if that's what we're going to
do. Oh, what is it like? Choo-choo, Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever...
All will be revealed.
Oh, so it's not that okay. Spider-Man.
All right, does everyone remember that book? We're going to start with... Once Upon a Time.
Are you ready? Let's do it again, ready? Here we go.
Once Upon a Time. Very good. So, Once Upon a Time... There was a Spider-Man called Anansi, and no, not the superhero we all know and love. This is a man, a literal man, crossed with a spider, a cunning trickster, and he's very tricky, and he's got into loads of adventures. And today, we're going to look into one about him going to something called a fancy dress party. Have any of you gone to a fancy dress party?
I've gone to a fancy dress party. Have you? You've been to a fancy dress party?
Well, one day, Anansi heard that there was going to be a party. And he heard that you got to dress up. And there would be a reward for the person who won the competition. So, immediately, Anansi began to plan his costume. Put it together using pots and pans. Can you help me? Okay. We're going to hammer. Screw.
Can
you do that?
Okay. Hammer, screw. What are we making out of pots and pans?
You will see.
This is a costume.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, come on then. Hammer, screw.
Although we haven't seen yet, two people have.
Oh.
Rabbit and Bear.
Oh, I've heard about Rabbit and Bear. They're really naughty, aren't they?
Yes.
So when we hear Rabbit and Bear, I think we should go like this. Rabbit and Bear. Boo. Can you do that? Rabbit and Bear.
Boo. So when Rabbit and Bear heard of Anansi's amazing costume, they were very, very, very jealous. They decided that they were going to destroy his costume.
Ooh, that's not very nice.
Now, Anansi, the next day, when his costume was finished, carried it to the park. He then placed it behind a bush, looking at it. What an amazing knight in shining armour.
Knight in shining armour costume. Is that why it was made out of pots and pans?
Exactly.
So he's going to be a brave knight. Yeah? Like with a helmet, a saucepan as a helmet. That'd be good. Okay.
So, he was thinking, this will be too heavy to wear to the party. I'll place it behind the bush and get dressed tomorrow when it's on. So, he left. But guess who was following him?
Rabbit and Bear.
Rabbit and Bear saw where he had left it and found it was their time to strike. Rabbit and Bear snuck behind the shrubbery and mangled and destroyed the costume.
No!
They pulled it apart.
Oh no!
Throwing bits into different parts of the leaves. It was hardly a costume anymore. It was just a pile of pots and pans.
Oh, I'm going to say a big boo for that. Boo! Yeah. Yeah. Ruined his costume. Naughty rabbit and naughty bear.
So, the next day, poor Anansi had arrived with just a towel around his...
What you mean he was naked?
Well, he had a towel around his waist.
Oh my gosh.
He walked up to the bush, preparing to get dressed into his amazing costume. But guess what he found?
It was ruined.
Oh no! He was shocked. And solemnly, he walked out. And all faces turned towards him. And everyone saw him. Smiles and giggles.
What kind of animals were at the party? Would you tell us? What kind of animals have come to the fancy dress party? Spiders? What else?
What animal do you think came to the party?
Rabbit and bear?
Elephant.
Tiger. How about a tiger?
I can feel it all.
Penguin!
What was it?
Polar bear came to the party, apparently.
Lots and lots of animals.
Liz, can we all be the animals at the party? I'm gonna be a cat. Yes. Okay. So everyone, be your animal at the party. Here we go.
All the animals were chatting. The lion roared.
Hang on, can we all look at Anansi? He's got a towel on!
Silence! Silence, animals! Especially that one! He steps towards onto the podium, his golden fur and his beautiful mane. As he steps out, he says, I shall now be announcing the winner of the competition! You're all wearing amazing costumes, so you're all winners in my heart. But the true winner is, drumroll please, Anansi!
What? Anansi's got a towel on!
Anansi was shocked, staring at all the other animals with their amazing costumes, and just him in a bathroom. But then, lion spoke. Anansi has won the competition for his amazing baby costume!
Oh, he's so amazing!
Anansi was surprised at first, but then realised that they thought the towel was a big nappy!
Yeah.
So they walked up onto the stadium and got the prize he deserved.
Oh, hooray!
Now, Rabbit and Bear, seeing this, were angry. In their donkey costume, one at the front, one behind. They hated seeing the person who they hated win the competition. So they ran, they bolted out of the park, and they just kept running. But they didn't see the pond. They bolted straight into the pond. Cartoonishly stopped above it for 1 second, and then splash!
Oh, can we all do that together? Rabbit and Bear fall in a pond. 1, 2, 3, splash!
Yeah. Rabbit and Bear were all wet, while Anansi was feeling
brilliant! Do you want to finish the story?
All right, can everyone hold their hands like this? And let's all stay together. Anansi, and not Rabbit and Bear, lived
happily ever after.
Can you give Leon a massive round of applause? Oh, bless you! Well done, Leo! I want you to tell me your name. If you don't want to tell me your name, that's fine, and you'll hear yourself on the podcast. Are you ready? Here comes my finger, and you're going to tell me your name. Go!
Rihanna.
Nathaniel.
Right,
okay.
Noah.
Even the kids know.
Alfred.
Marcy.
Leia.
Oh.
Rosie.
Sophia.
Boy,
Macy.
Please,
thank you. River, Harvey, and then everyone else, go!
Emily, Leo and Andy at Dragonfly Tales. Join our Dragonfly Tales podcast group on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Dragonfly Tales Pod, and follow us on Twitter at Emily Dragonfly.